the money that's ready to burn. So get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day.
Hello and welcome to another Everything Action Commentary. It's our commentary for April 2022. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Chris.
Hello.
And special guest, Adam.
Oh, hey.
And yeah, so for this month, we decided to dig into a Nicolas Cage movie because The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent is out and everyone's talking about all things Nicolas Cage. And I think probably when you're hearing this, the movie will be out. We're recording it in the past, so we have not seen that movie yet, but I think we're all anticipating it. We're probably going to check it out at some point. But yeah, so we're digging in, and there's some couple choices across different streaming services, but we decided to rewatch, I think we've all seen this one before, but we decided to rewatch Next from 2007, the crazy Nicolas Cage and See the Future and He's a Magician movie.
It's a hodgepodge of concepts. This movie's like action movie, comedy movie, romance movie, sci-fi movie, like terrorist plot movie.
Yeah. It's based on like a Philip K. Dick short story or like novella, but like the actual short story is about like an actual like mutant who's like has golden skin and can like see the future. And it's like this like weird future society. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's based on this story, but like the only thing that they took for the story is like, this guy can see the future. Like the actual like Phil K. Dick story is like, it's a future where mutants are becoming more prevalent, and then this got this like golden skinned mutant guy can see the future, and then he gets captured by like the dystopian government.
I feel like if you're as big as Nick Cage and like you happen to like pick up a new skill or something like that over like a summer of just not doing work or something, you try to incorporate it in your role somehow, and I feel like that's the only reason why he's also a magician.
He was learning magic.
He was just learning nonsense freaking close up magic or something. And they're like,
I think he does one thing, and after that, you'd never see it again.
Yeah.
I learned a bunch of close-up magic in New Orleans from a voodoo shaman.
I wouldn't hold it against him.
But yeah, so we'll get into it. We're watching on HBO Max because that's where it's streaming now. But you can also, if you have a DVD copy or Blu-ray copy of it, or however else you want to stream it. We are right before the studio logos come up, so if you want to pause this and get everything synced up. All right, so I will give a countdown. We'll get started here. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
This is a Paramount joint?
Yeah, so she got his Paramount Plus, but I guess there was some sort of deal.
I don't know how well they're doing because South Park came back to HBO Max.
No, South Park gets the TV show, but the movies go to Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
It's this weird thing where you have like kind of both to get like complete stories now.
Oh, so I'm looking on as we get into like just like 2007, because Next is 2007 for Nicolas Cage, but like, so you also had National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets this year. He was Ghost Rider, the first Ghost Rider movie, and he had that cameo in Grindhouse. That was 2007. And this is post Wicker Man, pre like Bangkok Dangerous. Like that was next year.
And he still rocked the same haircut between a few of these movies.
Yeah, I feel like wasn't that a thing where it's like The worst Nicolas Cage's hair was for a time. That was like how you could tell like how bad the movie was gonna be. like, oh, he's got a crazy mullet in this.
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't know if you were talking before you started, Chris, but like, yeah, like look at this credits. Like, this looks like a seven. Like,
yes, this movie is like misleading. This is like crazy font. Like, this is what crazy man font looks like.
Like Nine Inch Nails should be playing right now. Like, this is like this is what this font and like kind of like visual
Trent
thing.
Trent Reznor approved of this.
It's like some sort of Zodiac themed font or something.
Yeah, it's like it's the seven font. Yes, based on The Golden Man. And it's written by Gary Goldman.
Yeah, I've had wet dreams about Jessica Biel like this too. Man, don't get a martini in a diner.
Nicolas Cage is weird, like, because, like, in Ghost Rider, he was, like, drinking jelly beans out of martini glasses. Like, what?
Look how far back his hairline is. It's insane.
Yeah. Also, is this the same diner from XXX?
Well, so Lee Tamahori, who directed this movie, also directed XXX2, State of the Union. And, The Edge.
Yeah.
It's like weird somber music, and now we're just like Elvis remix, like Las Vegas, like fun time now.
Elvis music is usually associated with like fun, whimsical things, not like serious things like what the trailer has.
Oh, yeah. So his like stage name is Frank Cadillac.
Like, all right. Oh, like, why would you pay to see this man? From the...
Oh, my God.
That guy's, like, fifth generation Korean sounding.
There's like, 10 people in this room.
Is this a free like show?
It seems
Some places in Vegas are like, oh, it's a free show, like you don't have to pay an entry fee, just like come get like one drink.
I mean, like he's so he's not charismatic at all.
Well, that's magic, folks, and that's why I'm here.
You did one trick.
Oh my God.
But I feel like that cop in the background is like a real cop to make sure no one just like grabs Nick Cage.
So he could just like carry around like a martini this entire time throughout multiple casinos.
That's not how that game works. You don't hide your blackjack. You don't hide your hand.
That's such a useless power, dude. It really 2 minutes is so bad.
It's gonna turn into like a weird casino.
Becomes like a not casino heist.
So like what happens here is retarded. It doesn't even make, how is this even a thing? Like, why would you rob a casino like that? Like you're about to like you're robbing like some sort of
convenience store.
Convenience store or something. Yeah. Like that doesn't make any sense.
The worst plan.
What do you mean, you people? Fake yells.
Nick Cage has perfect, like, hitman skills here, where you just, like, blend in, timed yeah. everything.
Well, I think,
if
I,
they
I think
act they... like bending over will make you unrecognizable.
Yeah. Well, I think they definitely show, late, like, we'll get to it later on, but, like, they show, like, how his powers actually work, where you just see, like, him, it's just, like, it's him splitting up, like, 500 different directions.
Yeah, he can see all the possibilities.
Yeah.
I think Rick and Morty kind of copies this later on.
God, he's a ghost.
Like, it's crazy how slow the guards move, though.
Oh, they like, move like robots. Like old, antiquated robots.
Can you imagine just walking into the bathroom and a dude's just standing there like that?
Yep. Hey.
I would be really cautious about taking off my hat.
Like, how do you not notice a dude stealing your hat when you literally just put it down?
You've been mind freaked.
So, like, how did he call his car? Or is stealing someone's car?
I think he stole a car.
He stole a car. Like, some valet wasn't paying attention. He walked right into it.
Time to get gone in 60 seconds.
I feel like why did he should have just explained this like robbery instead of doing all of this.
I feel like Nicolas Cage's hairline is back with those cops that are chasing him. Look how far back it is.
He definitely had this like weird like because he had the same hairstyle in National Treasure 2 and like in Bangkok Dangerous like that like this.
Oh yeah.
Sort of mullet kind of.
Well, it's like, it's his bangs from his front that he swept to the back, like, because he doesn't have, like, a front hairline anymore.
Also, yeah, that car just, like, disintegrated, like.
That early 2000s train, yeah. CG train, absorbed that car.
Can you explain to us how he thinks that hat makes him look cool?
It kind of makes sense where it's like, let's get this like magician to help us solve like this terrorist thing that like
because they gave him a unit, week. Like
yeah, but the thing is, it's like a week long terrorist threat. Like what? That's yeah. a weird deadline for a terrorist threat.
Well, I mean, this is around the time the show 24 was out, right? So like, yeah. I think that in that logic, it makes sense.
Holy shit, Columbo's in this?
Yeah. I think this is probably one of his last movies. Which is sad for Falk, but...
I mean, he's in a nice mystery thing. Next is the mystery movie.
Yeah.
So he's like a serial casino robber. That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. He's gotten away with this twice with his bad tactics. So you think of him, he knows?
I guess, yeah. I guess we'll find out, because I don't really remember too, like, I don't think they really dig into, like, where Nicolas Cage's
the
powers
science
came from.
Of next.
Like, yeah. It just keeps adding, like, bullshit of, like, well, if Jessica Biel's the only one that, like, you can see, like, weeks ahead, like...
Yep, and this becomes like a whole different movie when Jessica Biel shows up.
Yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't have just ditched that car immediately.
Yeah.
Why would he bring it back to his base?
His weird, like, pawn shop garage, like...
Peter Frank, like, prison?
Peter Falk, like, oh, just like...
Peter Falk.
I collect old signs and neon signs.
I think he has, like, pop. A statue of the Virgin Mary behind him, too.
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah. Like, behind Nicolas Cage in the shot. Not that way, but the other direction. Oh, never mind. That's just a statue of Jesus over there. It looks like.
I also think this is a few years after Hannibal Rising. Not Hannibal Rising.
Hannibal?
Is it just Hannibal, the one with Julianne Moore in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still an FBI agent in this one. Mm-hmm. This is the Hannibal universe that's connected.
Oh, God.
After Hannibal, she went after a telepath.
They're just seeing, like people with powers.
The first person was a man who ate people. The second person is a magician who knows 2 minutes of the future.
What a weird MCU.
Like, listen, Clarice, I can only do so much.
Forgot how much they were like constantly trying to push this whole, like, terrorist attack threat in movies.
It's crazy. Yeah, it becomes like it's like a third of the plot, but the real thing is the love story.
Like, what is the point of all of the lights being on? Like, they're just
Vegas.
I feel like
ridiculous.
I bet Nicolas Cage decided this whole set himself. Just like, I'll bring a bunch of stuff from my house and we'll throw it around.
He doesn't even live in Old Town Vegas. This is still the main area.
Yeah.
Not like he lives in the desert, you know, where it's like, oh, all the junk goes to rust. He's in some suburban area. I'm also confused. Like, what's he got crime against where, like, he has legal problems?
They're gonna arrest him for like steal, like the whole like casino thing of like he like had a weapon and like assaulted people and like stole a car and
I think a lot of people have faith in the fact that nobody else is in a parking garage at the same time as you.
Yep. And also the silences aren't like that pillow quiet.
It's also
interesting,
that's like, echo. It's also interesting, like terrorists are actually like just like vague Eastern European terrorists, not like Middle Eastern terrorists.
Yeah. And 2007 was that era where we forget about the Middle East for a little bit.
Yeah.
But then again, it's always like Middle Eastern or European.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just came off of Blade Trinity.
They're both coming off Marvel movies then, because it's like... Like, literally just a ghostwriter.
Yep.
We're not going to talk about that one.
We'll save that for another time.
A Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Ooh, fun movie. I don't mind Spirit of Vengeance. It's just like the right amount of silly.
Like the fact that he has literally like the same outfit and wardrobe as the dude from Ghost Rider in this movie too is ridiculous.
Well, Johnny Blaze had a leather like motorcycle jacket, so not quite the same.
But not this like weird tan golden look. I get it. So now that you mentioned that the main character of the original novel was like a golden skinned man, get it?
Yeah,
he's got a golden leather jacket.
Well, the dressing motif is like old dude who thinks he's still cool. that's the dressing motif here.
So this is the 51st dates thing I talked about. So it's like he's just trying different attempts to flirt.
This is me restarting some sort of dating simulator 50 times to get the right ending. Excuse me, I think I dropped my Magnum condom in Watt of Hundreds over here. You guys, have you seen it? Or is this just me? I'm sorry. He's not even, like, not obviously just staring at her in this, which is so crazy.
It's an empty diner, and it's like right in the eyesight.
Is that Jessica Biel from Blade Trinity?
this guy's like an amalgamation of like eight different guys. Like it's like like Dax really? Shepard and like a couple. There's like you fuse like eight people, different people together. It's like this guy.
Don't hit the nose, dude. Don't hit the nose. The fuck?
it is the moneymaker.
You're going to ruin his Tom Cruise impressionist career. Come on, man. God, that's so cool.
Poor old man. Imagine she said that. He's like, well, gotta redo this.
I'm your future. Excuse me, sir. You know there are computers in the future that you don't know how to work yet, geezer.
By that, that seems
like a death wish guy, yeah.
That guy looked like a stock trader, you know, like he didn't look like a tough guy.
There's no blood at all. Like, what are you?
That seems kind of racist.
I think there's like an 18-year age difference between Cage and Jessica Biel.
They don't look like there's no chemistry. They look like brother and sister like going out.
Or father and daughter. Ghost Rider had the same thing, because like it was like Eva Mendes and Nicolas Cage.
Well, Nick Cage is maybe 10 years older or so.
Yeah, but
Eva Mendes, yeah, they're like the same age.
Ghost Rider, they're supposed to be the exact same age because they like grew up together. Yeah.
Also, he's using like literally the most awkward lines to try to hit on this woman.
If you tried smooth lines, it didn't work. So like playing awkward card works.
This is the best of like millions of like permutations. Like he's like Doctor Strange to this. Like he's seen like a million outcomes.
Doctor Strange, sir. This is how it works. This is his end game. This worked. This path of multiple choices and awkward dialogue has made it.
Well, now he's trapped in a car ride that lasts like 2 hours that he has to continually look 2 minutes in the future for the entire ride.
Yep.
Because he just can't relate to people that well, I guess.
Well, he wants the best choices, so he has to keep like leaping. Yeah, this movie's getting, like, surprisingly deep for this level, where it's just, like, Nick Cage avoided getting arrested in, like, a casino a few scenes ago. Like, I want to see more of that.
Well, I mean, this is literally just, like, your first time being high deep. that's as deep as this movie's getting.
There's also a nuclear bomb that's been missing from my face.
Yeah, that's looming around. Like, hey, do you believe in, like, fate? Do you believe in, like, we are meant for things? Like, oh, my God. We're driving to, like, where are they going? I kind of forgot, like, are they driving into the desert to, like, smoke peyote? Like, what's going on?
So Nicolas Cage, like, we're going to go meet my Native American friend and go on a spirit vision quest. Like,
hey, you ever been in a yurt?
I wonder if he sewed like shaman totems into his jacket like he did with Ghost Rider. I don't know if you guys have heard like that. He sewed like Egyptian totems into like his leather jacket, Ghost Rider, to like help him like act, I guess.
Yeah, he's a method actor. What do you expect?
I learned that his acting method. He calls it Novu Shamanistic. Like that's just, like it's not method acting. It's like Novu Shamanistic. Yeah,
that makes sense.
But the thing is, like, he didn't talk about this movie a lot. Like, the first time I saw this movie, like, full, I was, like, blown away about, like, interesting the ideas, you know? And then he just, like, there was no marketing.
This movie it's crazy, too, because, like, 2 years later, he has, like, Knowing, which is, like, almost the exact same thing, so it's, like, natural disasters, not a terrorist plot, but it's still, like, he can see the future. Like,
Knowing is, like, it made me depressed.
Yeah, knowing is much more like serious and depressing. This one,
that one's it's a buildup of nonsense about numbers and coordinates and knowing about and like guessing like the future through math and aliens, and it's such a crazy movie. Mm-hmm. Your weapons are weird. Like, you need to have this awkward chamber, and then you need an even awkward, like, bomb chamber.
I feel like the scarier part about this is the fact that instead of, like, the FBI or whatever is searching for this, like, in searching for weird shipments and stuff like that, like, stuff that would make sense in, like, a trying to find a nuclear device sentiment, they're looking for, like, they're putting all of their resources into tracking a dude that they think can see 2 minutes into the future.
Yeah.
They don't even know. They're not even for sure that he can do it. They just think he can.
Yeah. This is where the government spending was. This is the George Bush era of, like, the presidency, right? So it's like, this is where, like, the war on terror was hunting down magicians. Who can sort of predict the future.
They have like SWAT teams ready at a moment's notice for this dude. They can't like just look at maybe like the local shipping places.
This is still Nevada. Like, they're nowhere near a port. So how many like aircraft hangars are there?
I think terrorists are in Los Angeles, I think. That's what I think they eventually what they figure out. Spoilers is that they're in Los Angeles.
Okay, so this is LA that they're in.
The terrorists are in LA, yeah.
But personally, that head terrorist dude like drove to Vegas. He drove through Route 66 to come to Vegas to shoot the other guy in the leg to hear about the magician. Like even good point too, Adam, about the whole like the FBI is wasting resources for a magician. So are the terrorists. They're afraid about the magician too. Oh, we were joking about the shaman and the yurt, but it's coming through.
Yep.
You said it, dude.
Zach, do you have the next power?
I think I do.
Anyway, here's this CGI waterfall that doesn't exist in this area.
I'm very, very into shamans.
Did she just take the stranger to a birthday party? And it's a kid's birthday party?
I brought a strange man.
I'd be kind of mad if it's like, oh, you brought a date, like a first date person to my birthday party? To my kid's birthday party?
No, he's actually my uncle. It's like he's actually just an old dude that I found. Need some help.
These girls not know age right? Like to go, oh, did you bring your family here? It's like, no, I brought my date. Like, that's your date.
And he's staring at her still. He's never not staring at this dude.
Yeah.
Are they implying that he's like a hot guy? Like these kids think he's like hot.
Yeah, dude, he's cool. Can't you see his jacket?
Did you see The Rock?
Don't you know magic is cool, guys?
Yeah, go to a party, have a guy try to do magic in front of everyone. See if this guy's cool. I mean, that's a cool trick, but...
Any kid say face off? I know that was Jake.
Guys, I know a new stage name for myself.
Chris Cadillac.
That's it. The alliteration is there. I think it's good.
Yeah,
I know. It works better than Frank Cadillac.
You still wear a cowboy hat? Like,
yeah.
What the? What was that?
Is this?
What is this, like, back
and shoot him? What is that?
Push and shoot a disarmed, like shoot an unarmed person. So wait, did she push and then shoot the target, or did she shoot the dummy?
I don't know.
Well, he said you can't shoot stuff far away, so she proved him wrong.
That's so stupid
because it's reliant on the fact that she has enough power in her little weak arm to push somebody away that much to be able to pull her gun out, shoot. It's crazy.
It's FBI training. We all can be FBI agents as long as we shove hard enough. So she's a teacher?
Yeah.
So you say you knew some shamans that could do this rain thing? That's like the subplot of this, is he's just really just trying to find shamans that can do rain dances because he's just so into rain. Yeah, don't Google it or anything.
I got a bunch of weird facts.
You know, it's also funny is that, like, you can just make up those lies and tidbits, and then, like, you have to wait for the person to go home to fact check you. Back in 2007, at least.
Like, so there was no need for you to know the name of the place, really? Like, for no... He was literally just about to tell you it, so...
Is that Jessica Biel? Enhance.
How do you track
a permit for what though? It's like it's a permit.
Yeah. It's a really fancy motel.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
For like in the middle of the desert, like.
I mean, you could sleep on a couch or something, like.
Is there no couch?
It seems like it's a suite.
Yeah.
All right, that's my time, guys. See you tomorrow morning.
He's a magician, not a comedian. Is he the Great Nathan? Like, was that his schtick?
That's the joke that he left on.
And she's like, I'm so hot for him right now.
Yeah, that's the optimal approach to Jessica Biel, is like tell corny jokes and like weird like history facts.
That's what
I wonder how many dudes after this movie just like went up to Jessica Biel telling her corny jokes.
me, right now. I need to go see her. I guess steal away from Justin Timberlake.
Hey, Jessica Biel. He's like, yo, Jessica Biel. Yeah, real quick. Why did the cowboy buy a dachshund? Because he wanted to get a long little doggy. Anyway, I'll be outside in the car.
I'll be sleeping in my car. Come join me.
I'm going to go sleep in my car now. I'll see you later. Like, wait, what? You're like at a comic convention eating her? Like, okay, cool.
So, like, the harbor is nuclear reactive right now because they can sense it. They'll spend more time and resources trying to find where the source of radiation is. Don't try to hunt the magician down.
Oh my god, dude. You should be fired for this.
It takes so long. Like,
we're at Code Red Nuclear. What do you think we should do? We should focus more of our efforts on finding this magician.
It is so weird where it's like our priority is this magician.
Yeah, because he seems like he might possibly have some sort of ability to see the future.
Oh, French terrorists, you know how common they are.
doesn't find this creepy.
What? I'm just naked here and we don't know each other. Why are you looking at me like that?
Who are they still wearing his jacket? Like, his young man jacket.
What did... Oh.
He's like, burn her tampon.
I feel like this is like an autistic dude's like wet dream or something. Like, this is how, I'm going to get everybody. I'm not good at talking to women, but they like magic, right?
Magic, puns, and weird historical facts.
This worked. All of this worked.
This is ridiculous, man. I got to change my entire flow, dude. I'm really, really not playing the game the same as him.
You gotta learn fire magic.
Bad CGI helicopter school.
That is a huge tablet. What's a parabolic step? Again,
this is crazy how much taxpayer dollars are going into this.
Find the nuke. Don't find the magician.
Yeah, like if only they took this amount of planning into actually finding the nuke, they'd probably have found it by now.
I've made a huge mistake. Wouldn't it just, like, reset, though? Like, so, like, they, like, wait 2 minutes, but then, like, it doesn't, like, you just, like, see the next 2 minutes? Like, it's like, there's no, we have no idea, like, what the, like, hell is, how is, like, the powers work, really. Yeah. There's no, like, set rules, right? It's just like, oh, you can see 2 minutes in the future.
But that's what they guess. Like, that's what their estimates are. It's not, like, what he knows, what's the real rule.
And it seems like the, like, his powers just keep, like, because, like, sometimes you just see like one thing, and then other times like it seems like a million things. Like,
yeah, it's not consistent of what. And like, she just gets into this car, like, hey, FBI, yeah, just come for a ride. Like, they're really obsessed with this footage, also.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to guess, like. He's a crazy terrorist. He's a psycho.
See, this is only gonna make him more or want him more, dude. Come on.
He's such a bad guy.
He's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
What?
Can the FBI like slip people roofies? Like,
no, they can't. That's why they're making her do it, so that she's incriminated for this.
I also feel like it's been 2 minutes. Frank would see this coming. Or Chris, whatever. Nick Cage would see this coming.
I mean, after that sentence, I'm not.
CGI tier.
Do they have an end destination where they're supposed to be going, or are they just staying in this motel for the indefinite?
Just a bang. Well, the road was blocked, like, the other way. Like, it didn't make it seem like you're trapped in this community. Oh, yeah, like the tough decision drugging scene.
There's a lot of people relying on their watches being in sync.
Lots of watch action.
Hey, it's cool that these French guys are like camping.
No, they're representatives from French Creek Outfitters, dude. Come on.
They're like, they're fashionable like terrorists.
Yeah, like, I just still don't understand why did the terrorists do anything? Why are the terrorists involved in this situation?
How did they
this magician?
Yeah, how did they even find out about him?
Yeah, he wasn't trying to stop them. They just thought, hey, that's a small-time magician. He might stop us. Like, do they have their own, like, clairvoyant on their team or something? I don't know what's going on.
This magician is a mutant who can see the future. He can stop us.
I want you to drink this orange juice first, bitch. He gets really
I know
aggressive.
What you did.
I've known you for a day. I don't believe it.
You made a gecko out of a rock.
Yeah.
I hate the scene that comes after this where he, like, makes a huge deal about going out on the veranda and drinking the fucking orange juice. It's so stupid. He's like, I just want everybody to know you're watching me. I'm drinking orange juice. It's so stupid. Start your timers, everybody. You know you got 5 minutes.
You got your timer, like, clairvoyant window of future tech, whatever, future view.
What UFC is on is, like, 8, like, 9 o'clock in the morning.
But the room is bugged?
I hate UFC.
Why does it sound so loud, though? Like, why does it keep getting louder on their thing?
I'm confused. Did they give her a mic? How do they have sound in this room?
I think they're using, like, those, like, microphones with, like, the dish around it, so you can, like...
Okay.
This is so stupid, this scene. Yes, I do. I have one, but I'm gonna say that I don't.
Juice.
His movements are so weird. Why does he walk in like that?
That's how you walk when you know the future.
I guess. This is like his cool guy walk. It's so stupid. He's Mr. Cool.
Hey, remember when Peter Falk was in this movie?
Yeah.
I hope he comes back.
Cool. How long are we doing this for?
How could they afford Dr. Strangelove footage?
I think if it's like less than a few seconds, I think it doesn't count. Maybe it's like the YouTube rule.
It's not like public domain.
I don't know, man. I didn't mean it like that. I meant like... Like, maybe you got bad credit and you got, like, approved for a car. I didn't mean you could... Anything was possible, as in you could see in the future.
Come on, you know, Blade. Come on.
Come on, Johnny. Turn on your power. Can you imagine this is the MCU crossover, too? Like, let's combine all the universes. It's like, why do you want it? What's it? I'm actually a stunt rider. I owe my soul to the devil. This is the side effect of the act.
Yes, that's exactly what's been happening.
I got at least a rider.
She's immediately onto it. It was definitely a setup.
It was definitely a setup. It was like a multiple like attempt. Try until it worked, and all the ways he thought it would work didn't, and it's the cheesiest shit worked on her. I think that's what's like hitting her the hardest. Is like, wait, those jokes, those facts.
Wait, am I a basic bitch?
Wait, when he's, like, horny, like, it works better? Is that the whole gamble of it? Is like,
yeah, man. Simple logic.
When he's single, he only sees 2 minutes, but when he's, like, with Jessica Biel and he's, like, really into it, like...
I think the diner thing, he saw that was, like, weeks ahead of time that he saw her at the diner, so he kept going there every day, like, to figure out when she was gonna be there, but... But then it's, like... Is he saying, like, now, like, he can see, like, if he's with her, he can, like, see, like, farther in the future?
I mean, you guys ever experienced deja vu?
Yeah.
Adam?
Well, sorry, I was invested in the love story. My bad.
It's like, yeah, deja vu.
I was just seeing myself as an autistic man falling in love with Jessica Biel, and I was getting entranced. My bad.
All right. You know, it's fine. No, I'm always saying that, like, deja vu, like, everyone's got, like, some sort of clairvoyance where it's like, oh, maybe I saw this one. But it's not something that the FBI is, like, invested in, you know? It's such a weird thing.
I guess you'd be surprised what your government is spending money on is the theme of this movie.
Yeah.
God, so much watch action.
Staring directly at them.
Action! Action cage!
Let's all jump off this hill.
Yeah.
Why are the construction workers now involved?
Yeah. Were they FBI agents?
There's a guy with, like, a pump-action rifle, like, running after him, too. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking if an agent has, like, a pump-action rifle.
I mean, come on, dude. Come on.
Wasn't that doing the, like, trailer shot? Or just, like, the stage just dodging the bullet? Like,
he's so cool, dude. He's such a cool guy, man. I'll tell you what.
That's her car. She sent her only car down that ravine.
I'm still awkwardly running down this.
Wait, you needed to see the future to duck?
Good.
How did this not kill any of the agents?
Yeah. I forgot how bad the CG in this movie is. Like, CG is truly terrible in this movie.
You mean to tell me that's not a real truck? Yeah. I mean, a real train? Mace him, tase him, do something else.
Well, she's only trained to push him down and shoot him immediately, so I don't know what you're expecting, right? So they do all this shit to, like, build her up as a strong woman, but yet she still needs a man to save her. Like, this is so ridiculous.
She needs a Nick Cage man to save her. You're under arrest
for saving my life.
For magic crimes.
Can you say that again in English? Because I talked to you in English initially.
And now it's a Clockwork Orange.
Why are they torturing him? Are they trying to understand magic? Tell us the secrets revealed.
A magician never reveals secrets.
Tell us the truth. You're the math magician.
Wait, did she not just light that cigarette? I'm so confused. She did.
Yeah.
So, as a thank you, we're just going to torture you. I get it. It's like a 9/11 like thing. It's like Patriot Act. It's an allegory. You get it?
Yeah.
He's the government. He's the U.S. government, and its freedom is at stake. So, no holds bar.
Like, why are they using her as the patsy? This doesn't even make any sense why she's involved or the magician's involved at all in this terrorist attack.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing to do is get them involved personally. Like, the terrorists and the FBI, so get these people in here, because it just wastes all the resources for both sides.
Well, I still don't get, like, why how the terrorists, like, know about Chris and his abilities. Like...
Yeah, we just show that live on TV. Our bad.
Let's not cut away from that at all. Yeah, that's illegal as shit.
If it bleeds, it leads.
I'm just the weather person.
All right. So then what was the point of the chase initially?
I definitely remember that scene wrong, because I thought they had like some sort of crazy device they threw him in that like made his like powers were like enhanced or something, but
wait, what? Who are these? Who's that dead girl? What's going on with that?
That was in the room of like the like blonde tip terrorist guy when he was like watching them.
Ah.
I know you're in a maximum security prison and we're locking you in a concrete box, but yeah, sure, you could get a light.
Cage karate.
So he's just like, so he's just a magician, right? Like, how do they explain, like, his, like, fighting abilities?
Well, I mean, everyone has a certain weakness, so he has perfect timing to parry everything.
I guess, yeah.
So you don't need to be good at fighting, because it's like, no, just, like, wait, and then just be sort of, like, good at timing and very minor athleticism.
Like, I don't really understand his constant need to check his watch. Like,
I guess I know he knows,
but he's not like, he's not looking at his watch the entire time. So how does he know when exactly something's going to happen?
It should always be 2 minutes from like it's like, it doesn't matter what time he's like looking in the future, because it's always 2 minutes ahead of like where he is. Like, it's not like he's like, oh, I got cooldown. Like.
Yeah, doesn't explain the cooldown. Doesn't explain the 2 minute limit.
Like, none of them could get a car to pick them up. Like, really, they gotta be running through the streets, too.
Wait, do they know that she got kidnapped already? They, like, didn't... They didn't, yeah, like, there's... tell him?
Yeah.
Quid pro quo.
I feel like the FBI should have, like got rid of Julia Moore, like, years ago, because she seems, like, very crazy and very, like just, like, breaking the law, or like constantly going rogue.
They're like very unorthodox methods.
Yeah.
And then Nick Cage also is like, well, he doesn't have like an incentive to like play along, but he could have just told them like what he saw and they would have probably been okay with it.
Yeah.
Man, look at that handy back zipper.
I'll even get shot like a cool guy, too. I mean, you still needed to question him, but okay. I guess you could just kill him, because it's literally only one person.
One down.
You know, they could have just, like, done that without Nick Cage faking his death.
Didn't you guys remember from the first act, he can dodge bullets?
Yep. No, 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 no.
I mean, we're almost at the end part of the movie where they explain the powers.
They haven't really explained the powers. We are knockoff diehard villains.
If only you could block the signal of the cell phone like you did to that sniper.
Yeah. They did, yeah, just keep doing that.
Cool, 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 I guess.
Yeah.
We're Frank Cadillac.
Fuck the intel.
We don't need satellites or anything else.
Let's just entrust the lives of 50 people.
eight
More than
people.
That, it's like the city. A nuclear bomb is being handled by these French terrorists. There means look.
Did it kill them?
Oh, yeah, that. All right.
Fireball.
Wow. No gun, no shield. Just Nick Cage walking through this.
Yep.
Well, he can dodge bullets. I don't know if you realize that yet. She still has an explosive vest on, just running in the water. Like, he couldn't have taken that shot. like, the dude who originally had the gun couldn't have followed the same exact direction.
He doesn't believe.
Has she, like, never taken a vest off in her life, or what's going on there?
I mean, maybe it's, like, fit it and sewn or something. I don't know. I do like that she's got, like, stealth skills to some degree until that point.
How big was this terrorist group? Because it seems like there's, like, dozens of people.
I mean, he really could save more lives
than he
actively is, because there's still people dying around him. Like that dude just
dropping around him.
Like, in his little protected bundle that he has.
It is weird, yeah. Like, no one's reacting to people getting shot. They're just like, whatever, keep walking.
Yep.
Just go around.
Yeah, I know. It's not like climb over the control panel. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for saving my life and not the four people that died on our team so far.
It's not like, yeah, thanks for the... It's not like we can climb over that, like chest, like stomach length, like control panel.
Is coming to that part you were talking about, Chris, where he splits himself into 47 fucking different people.
Yep.
Such a stupid fucking scene.
The army of cages.
As if we don't have enough Nicolas Cage in this movie. They wanted to be like, hey, let's just put a bunch of them on. This is so stupid. This is such a stupid town.
Well, we get like a glimmer of his powers and possibilities, but we kind of understood that through like the Jessica Biel thing. I would love to see a director's cut of this movie where it's like more and more attempts.
Like, so right there, like, he's like, you guys take this one, I'll do the rest. Why doesn't he just do them all?
Yes, here we go. Oh, man. I wish this was actually his power, that he could, like, split into, like, a million different, like...
The possibility like, routes, yeah.
Multiple man.
This is so stupid.
Hey, Nick.
See, this is what the next Nick Cage movie should be. It should be multiple Nick Cages.
Yep. The Nick Cage multiverse.
It's just Nick Cage's version of the Clumps or something. Luckily, she had that training to push someone forward and shoot them immediately right in front of her.
Oh my God.
Luckily.
It came true.
Dude, his facial acting in this fucking movie is just so horrendous. It's so bad.
It's serious, but
we don't. There's no like really good like Nicolas Cage like freak out in this movie either, or like like yelling scene. This is like muted Cage.
This is cool guy Cage. Come on. Yeah, like, why in a million years would he believe that lie? You could still get out of this, guy. Don't worry about it.
Nice. Tough guy talk.
Yeah.
It was like one clip.
I don't want anything to do with you anymore. What are you talking about?
This is not a healthy relationship.
They'll protect you from nuclear blasts.
It's such terrible CGI.
I remember when I saw this, I was like, oh, fuck you, movie. Like,
you're telling me I gotta watch this all again? Go fuck yourself.
You watch a whole different take? No,
it's like at least half this movie is absolute bullshit. Like, it's just like,
actually, this movie's like only like 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
So did like your alternate look into the future self test every single phone number so you could find errors? Like, how did you get her number?
Almost boobs. Almost boobs.
So close.
I mean, it's PG-13, so we never get the full Monty.
We're gonna go back in time. Like that movie starts playing. This is like a horrible relationship.
Our relationship's based on lies.
And I know we've only known each other for like a day, not even, but can you wait like a month?
maybe a year.
What's her name?
Liz?
No, but, like, she barely knows what he is. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, it could be Frank, it could be Chris, it's like, whatever. Like, it's not consistent. You ready to start the real movie?
Yeah. So yeah, it's like, see, they never resolve the like terrorist threat. Like it's still happening. Like we never get any sort of conclusion.
I do like this. It's creative. It starts with the credits backwards.
Yeah.
With the Saw Man. I mean the Seven font.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid. This movie sucks, dude.
Oh, man, he spells Chriswood at no H? Ah, the worst kind of Chris's.
Yeah. Chris.
Oh, man.
Oh, man from Korea.
I don't know why they keep, like, trying to throw, like, Julianne Moore into these roles of, like, FBI agent and, like military style roles where like you're supposed to be intimidated by her in like the least amount and I'm just not just not at all.
I mean she had a crazy gamble for an FBI fund of like we need to get this magician to like hunt down our terrorists.
It is just so crazy that that's like that's the plot of this fucking movie.
But it's like, yeah, they never explain like where, like how Chris, like it was just born with like power, but then it's like why are there no other people with powers in this universe and like how anything works. Like,
yeah, I mean we got like the premonition version, the visual thing, which was kind of cool, but could be a little better. Like I would like to see more of that.
Like, why with that power would you have a life of just, like, some, like, drunk fucking Las Vegas magic show?
Also, the magician doesn't, like, having, like, those, like, sleight of hand skills doesn't translate to, like, telepathic stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't just, like, do you pre-plan your, like, tricks in your sleeve and then that's how it looks? Like, wouldn't he be more of a bigger act if he can foresee in the future for 2 minutes? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like his powers for seeing 2 minutes in the future just shows at which jokes land the most and which tricks are like get the most claps, I guess.
Yeah, if he should be using his powers to be a much like bigger magician than like a shitty like free like
lounge magician.
Lounge magician, yeah.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't make any sense why he would, like, limit himself.
He would be a great, like, mind reader, like a fake telepath or something, where it's like, yeah. Oh, I'll do, like, spirit readings or cold readings.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
crazy.
Like, he would do that, like one of those bullshit things.
He'd be crossing over or whatever.
Yeah. Like, he'd be a better cold reader because that's how he tricked Jessica Biel into bed.
Yeah, it's true. It's just so stupid. Like, that would never work, like, in 1,000 years.
I know. I'm going to say Jessica Biel. I'll be sleeping in my car. I hope that turns you on.
after I tell you, like, a punny joke.
I think these are the kind of movies you see Nick Cage in, and you're like, how does this dude still have work? Like, after the horrendous year, like,
I mean,
Ghost Rider was not good. This movie is not good. Like, how does this dude just continually get work? It's crazy.
I think he definitely admitted that, like, he did, like, all those, like, straight-to-video movies, like, he did... only for the money, because he needed money because he's like had taxes and stuff. Now
I think
he finally paid off all his taxes. Now he's like actually doing like interesting things again, like Pig and this like unbearable
yeah, but
Wayne talent and like
my problem
with Ghostland.
My problem isn't with the fact that he's doing these movies. It's the fact that he's so bad in these movies. He's not good in this movie at all.
Yeah,
like his facial acting is horrible. Like. His mannerisms the entire time are horrible. Like, everything in this movie is making him an unlikable character. And, like why would you continually hire the person that does this to your movie?
Well,
I think this could have been a good movie.
It's probably, like, director, too. Like, if Nick Cage is a director, like, lets him just, like, go off the rail, like, just, like, unleash the cageness, then you got something going on, like... I'm sure this is like a like this guy like I'm sure Paramount was just like and like was like writing this guy just like we need a standard movie like we need to be like the most generic like action movie.
Like you're like, telling me that there's like a crew full of people there that see like Nicolas Cage legitimately trying to be cool on set and nobody's like, dude, that's not. Just don't do that act. Come on, man. Just do something else.
Well, because 2 years after this, he made like Bad Lieutenant, Porter Call in New Orleans, which is like one of his most like best movies. Like, and that's like fully unleashed Cage, and that was like Werner Herzog directing that movie. So, I think it depends on like the director a lot for Nicolas Cage too. Like, it was
really
if your director's just like Nick Cage, just do whatever the fuck you want. Like, then you get like the like classic Nicolas Cage performances.
So for us, we're kind of on that Cage factor because Adam has like an encyclopedia, like almost like a degree in seeing Seagal movies. But for like us, for Zach and I, like we understand the Nick Cage factor of like if you want Nick Cage, you need him for like these specific roles, and you need him for like this specific look. Otherwise, you're just playing with like fire, like you're playing with a disaster happening.
Yeah, Steven Seagal's a bit different though in the fact that like a lot of the movies he's been doing, like I don't understand how he gets movies either. So there's a lot of actors out there that you're just like, I guess they're just doing it for the name, but I think that he is also like a producer and writer and director on a lot of movies, like he is like Nick was in this movie where he was also like a producer of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like. I don't know. It's insane. Like I still can't believe that they're in pre-production for Above the Law 2, which is going to be fucking phenomenal. It's going to be a masterpiece of a movie if they're doing Steven Seagal in it as the same exact character he was in the first one.
Oh my god.
And they're going to pretend like he's not like that's the difference between these Nick Cage movies and Steven Seagal. I guess there's a kind of similarity in the fact that, like, they're trying to suspend disbelief and have you believe that this Nick Cage character in this movie is the coolest guy in the world. When everybody can just look at the screen and be like, no, he's not. And, like, that's what they do in the Steven Seagal movies is, like, they make you suspend disbelief, but in a way that, like, he's on God mode cheats in most of his fucking movies. Like, he can do no wrong. It's crazy.
At least in this movie, Nick Cage on God mode was like, he did attempts to figure out, like, yeah, the best optimal routes. Steven Seagal, just, he knows it by heart.
Yeah, but, like, in this movie, like, it's like, there's, the God mode is that his powers are so undefined, you can literally do anything with them.
Yeah. like yeah, sometimes he can just like, he'll like see, like, oh, I crash at this point, like, I crash if I do this, but then, like, yeah, but then he's also, like, dodging bullets and, like, able to, like, fight people and stuff. So it's like, yeah, his powers are just like they're just, like, constantly are just, like, going up and down of, like, how powerful they are. But yeah, any other final thoughts about Next?
I wish there was more franchises about this.
We haven't seen Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent yet, but, like, do you think there's gonna be, like, a Next reference in that movie?
I hope so.
I know. There's definitely like The Rock and, like, Face Off. I think it's definitely shown that in, like, the trailers, but. Yeah, like, just I love some sort of, like Nicolas Cage is like I can see the future, and then, like, Pedro Pascal is like, really? It's like, no, that was just a movie. Like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. This movie's insane.
I kind of want to read the, like, original story. I read, like, the Wikipedia, like summary of it, but, like, it, like, the Philip K. Dick story is so crazily different than this one. Yeah, it's literally, like, a golden man in, like, a dystopian weird future where mutants are, like becoming, like, they, like, are, like, just, like, appearing with different powers, and, like, the authoritarian government captures, like, the golden man and, like, makes him, like, see the future for them.
I mean, that sort of happens, but not in the way we thought it would be.
Yeah. And that was a great pull, Chris, of, like he's wearing a golden jacket. That's, like, their reference to, like, the story. He's the golden man. That should have been his, like, magician thing. Like, I'm the golden Chris.
Yeah, he should be the golden man. Like,
Golden Frank Cadillac or something. Like,
they went with, like, a whole different direction. I'm like, eh. Like, I understand, but it could be better.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess that'll do it for Next. So we will be back next month with another movie for another movie commentary. And, yeah, so for Chris and Adam. Oh, actually, Adam, is there anything you want to plug before we close out here?
I guess just come watch my stream whenever I do a stream occasionally. Twitch.tv/TheAdMan2315. And yeah, man, Zach, I'd love to have you on. I had Chris on watching a Steven Seagal movie. I have a couple more that I kind of want to bring Chris back for, like the Chinese Connection or the Asian Connection, I guess it's called. It's the most ridiculous movie.
There's China Salesman, right? And then there's, like, another one for Steven Seagal.
He has China Salesman as a different one. The one that I think I would probably want you to come and watch is a movie called Sniper Special Ops, which is probably one of the most ridiculous Steven Seagal movies out there. I don't know. If you ever Google Sniper Special Ops, the first ridiculous part about it is just the cover art. If you want to go ahead and Google that, if you're listening to this, you can see that they clearly just photoshopped Steven Seagal's head onto some other man's body.
Yeah.
Like, for this.
It also has nothing to do with, like, the actual, like, sniper franchise.
It has Bob Behringer. It's like, not at all. It has nothing to do with the sniper franchise. And Steven Seagal is seated in most of it. So.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, but yeah.
I think the last Steven Seagal movie I saw was Contract to Kill, which there's literally a fight where he's Steven Seagal sitting on a sofa for the fight.
I mean, that's a majority of his movies are just him just sitting down.
And it's like and the guy he's fighting like sits down next to him. They just have like this like kind of like side to side, like they're sitting on a couch together, just like fighting each other.
It's so bad, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I've been doing Steven Seagal watch throughs on stream every Friday. We're trying to go through a couple of them as much as we can the time being. But yeah, it's Friday night at around like 8 p.m. Eastern time on my Twitch channel for anybody that wants to go watch it. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, check that out, and then just head over to everythingactually.com for all the stuff that me and Chris are doing. And yeah, so for Chris and Adam, I'm Zach, and we will see you next week or next commentary. For more Everything Action, head to www.everythingaction.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at EVAction, on Facebook by searching for Everything Action, and follow us on Instagram at everything.action. You can also subscribe and get more episodes on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.